That. I knew there's a reason we invited you. Okay. That answers my second question. Third point, we've got a experimental agenda today. When Michael and I looked at it, we realized we really didn't have enough material for a healthy day and a half meeting, and we probably or potentially have too much for a day meeting. So a lot will depend on our collective self-discipline. But if we have to drop some issues, we've arranged the agenda so that the ones that all of the issues are important, but the ones that we have not previously discussed and therefore are easier for us to move to a later meeting will be set up that way. Incoming video call.
I don't know.
Reject. So that's that. So we will have to push hard. One personal note. I have a neurological condition. The $5 name for it is glossopharyngeal neuralgia. The 50-cent name is agony. But I have had it for 20-some years. I work through it, but I'm in the middle of a breakout of it. If you see me suddenly tense or hiccup in strange and bizarre ways or suddenly lapse into silence for a few seconds, it's that. It's nothing life-threatening or critical, and when you go to a neurologist, they tell you, oh, you have that. Sucks to be you. And you move on. So anyway, if that interrupts the meeting, I beg your apology, but that's what it is. Or interrupts the flow. It shouldn't interrupt the meeting at all. Michael, anything to add?
I think we perhaps should acknowledge that it's someone's last meeting.
Oh, yes, we should acknowledge that. Thank you. Who would that someone be, Michael?
So, Laurence, we understand that this will be your last meeting at the Interpretations Committee, so we'll be very sorry to see you leave us, but we understand the reasons why you're needing to step down after today's meeting.
Laurence is moving on to a different place. We will not offer an opinion as to whether it's a better place, but it's a different place. Anything on minutes or anything that we need to do?
Just to ask if anybody's got any comments on the IFRIC update from September as the official record of the meeting. If no comments, then we'll take those.
Take those as read or as presented. All right, let's get right at it. Juan He.
Okay.
I've asked Juan He to navigate this paper carefully and take us through question by question, so that you can keep track of which question is talking about which consensus.
Okay, the first agenda is agenda paper 2. This paper proposes the wording for 8 separate agenda decisions on various issues that the Interpretations Committee discussed from November 2013 to September 2014. We have first highlighted some key points for finalizing the wording, which are shown from pages 3 to 6 of this paper. I think that we may as well go through each agenda decision one by one, addressing key points relevant to each agenda decision. First, there are 3 key points relating to agenda decision A. The first point is about deleting the terms direct and in substance when describing rights and obligations with respect to the assessment of other facts and circumstances. The second point is that we exclude the discussion involving the term piercing the veil of incorporation. And the third point is about whether and where we should locate the section of implication of economic substance. On this point, we have 3 alternatives.
Alternative A is to keep this section in agenda decision A. Alternative B is to delete the section. And alternative C is to locate this section to agenda decision D, which deals with the case of two joint arrangements with similar features that are classified differently. So do you have comments on these points, and do you agree with the current wording for agenda decision A?
Agenda decision A. Comments? John?
I agree with the first two questions, but I don't think the discussion of economic substance is necessary. I think it's, I would delete it.
Tony?
I agree with John. I comfortable with removing the references to direct and in substance, and with removing the reference to the veil of incorporation, but I would also delete the reference to economic substance. I'm not sure it adds anything. There are also a couple of less significant drafting points that I might just give to one here. For example, there's a bit that says if the parties to the joint venture meet the criteria, or the parties to the joint arrangement, and I don't think parties to the joint arrangement can meet the criteria, the joint arrangement might. So I've just got a couple of thoughts on the drafting.
Good point. Reinhardt?
I also agree with the first two points. On the third point, implication of economic substance, I thought it was helpful to include as part of agenda decision A, because I think it helped focus on the fact that you look to enforceable rights as opposed to involvement with, or the nature of the involvement with, the arrangement itself. So although it doesn't add a whole lot, I did think it was helpful guidance.
Okay, let's just rotate here. Martin, Rance, Andrew?
With regard to question number three, I would vote for keeping it, because I guess it is a helpful guidance, specifically also for preparers to understand the standard.
Okay. Laurence?
I was supportive of keeping it. I do have a couple of drafting suggestions that I will forward to staff.
Andrew?
I'll wait in favor of deleting the economic substance discussion. I don't think it adds anything, and it's not quite clear what question it's actually answering. I also have a few other minor drafting points I'll send to Wanhee independently.
Okay, Carl and last call. Carl and then Bonnie and then last.
Yes, for the three questions and the third, keeping the subsection.
I agreed also with the first and the second. I do think that piercing the veil of incorporation is relevant, but I'm okay to delete it because I think we all agree that it wasn't easily understandable. For the third, I also agree that it does help provide some additional information, which is helpful. So I would vote for keeping it.
Let me try the phones first, and then Marie will go to you. We have two people who are, I hope, on the phones. Bay Long? And Sandy? Maybe I hit the wrong button when the phone. We'll see if I've insulted them, if we can uninsult them. Marie?
Yeah, we think it's important to keep the implication of economic substance, because even if it doesn't add much, it will be more enforceable and more easy for us if we have it.
Okay. Include or exclude? Show of hands. Include? Count six. Exclude? I count six or seven. Hands up for exclude. One, two, three, four, five, six. Let's keep it in. It's like chicken soup. It doesn't hurt.
Question before we move on. If the
key concern is the one that Reinhardt made about the degree of association is not relevant to the decision. It's about rights and obligations. That could be embedded in what we say earlier, rather than having a paragraph that talks about economic substance, when I think the reference to economic substance really doesn't add anything, because that's what you'd apply to all of the accounting. And if the key point is Reinhardt's point about the degree of association not mattering, then there could be one or two sentences in one of the previous sections to address that.
My only reservation is people raised it under the label of economic substance, and it came to us under that label. So if they're looking about at for what we said about their point, hanging it out here on its own assists with that.
And this is also